This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about shortages. I mentioned tires. Are there any shortages in the medical industry that are of concern?
Getting increasingly difficult for us to get adequate intravenous vitamin C. We have to wait and order from two or three places sometimes to keep on stock. Also, interestingly, a number of pharmacies are refusing to even fill prescriptions for ivermectin.
Ivermectin?
Ivermectin. I hate that drug, so I personally would never take it. I keep giving people more prescriptions, but I won't take it myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's for animals, not people.
Well, we use ivermectin here at the farm sometimes, not for us, but it's a cattle wormer.
And, yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's possible to raise cows without some kind of a wormer. I don't think it's possible. So... yeah, and it's inexpensive, and well, I guess the real crux of the matter is, Dr. Shealy, people don't know who to believe, what to believe. I was talking with our family about ivermectin, and I said to our son, who is the degreed farmer here at our farm, I said, do you think it's possible? Because ivermectin is available in two delivery systems. One is injection with a hypodermic needle, a syringe. The other is through pour-on. You can pour it on the skin along the back of a cow, and it's absorbed through the skin. So I said to him, do you think it's possible? Here's how it's sold. It's sold in a big jug. So think of it like a 5-quart jug of motor oil that you get at, you know, the big box store. Okay? It comes in one of those. And it's in a box. The jug is in a box. And there's a ladle it's a measuring ladle, and you can, and there's a chart. You look at the chart. How much does the cow weigh? And there's a corresponding number on this matrix as to how many cc's or mls of ivermectin gets poured on the back of this cow. So it's based on weight. Well, I asked him a very simple question. I said, so is it possible that if you have gloves on and you have eye protection on and you have long, you know, clothing to cover you, is it possible that you can work a herd of cows by pouring on ivermectin and not get a single drop on you? Is it possible?
I think not.
Yeah, the answer is no. It's not possible. It's not possible because the wind blows. The cows jump. I mean, this is a moving system. You know, the person applying it is moving. There's a helper. So, you know, when we have to do this, Mrs. Finelli's out there. I'm out there. One of the boys is out there. And, you know, we're trying to keep the cows calm. First of all, they don't like being corralled. They don't like being corralled. They like walking around. And they think that something bad might happen. So they're not happy about being in a corral. They're not happy being in a cattle chute. And they know that as they try to get to the end of the cattle chute, we're going to close the gate just as they try to get out, and it's going to put them in a headlock. Well, you know, and it prevents them from going forward and backward, and we get a chance to pour this ivermectin along their skin, and they don't like it. It doesn't hurt them, but they don't know that. So they're kind of antsy. So the bottom line is, it's impossible not to get it on you. So according to the instructions, you know, they say it's safe, you know, under normal circumstances. But I don't know if I believe that even. So I do know that there are farmers who have taken insecticide and they've put it in pressurized sprayers, and they put these like 15-gallon sprayers on the back of their four-wheelers. They mix the insecticide with water, and then they just drive along their fence line and they spray and spray and spray, and it kills, I'm talking about like Roundup, and it kills the weeds under the fence line. And it's a nice, beautiful looking fence line. Doesn't look anything like ours. Ours looks like the Wild West. But their fence lines look beautiful and trimmed and neat and manicured. Ours, not so good. But they spray and they've gotten really sick. And, I mean, one's died and one's really, really sick, and he's on his way to not being with us anymore. And they've taken ivermectin and they've mixed it with diesel fuel, you know, red farm diesel.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. And literally put it in a pump sprayer, you know, like from the old days where you'd put the mix of, you know, fruit tree spray or something with water, and you pump this thing up and then you spray it. Well, there's one guy that puts diesel fuel in there and puts ivermectin or an insecticide in there and sprays it in the faces of their cows and keeps the flies off them for a short time, you know, a couple of days. I mean, that's what some farmers are doing. I don't know if they know how to read, but that's what they're doing. I'm serious, class.
I would say those who do that may not be here to read afterwards.
Well, that's exactly what's happening to one of these guys. I mean, we get calls to help him all the time because he needs a lot of help because he can't do what he used to do before he started spraying and using all these chemicals. Kathy, thank you for holding, and thank you for being with us at USA Prepares.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Really well. I'm looking forward to Thursday, our class about economics, home economics.
I am, too, Vince. I have a couple questions for Dr. Shealy, if I may.
Of course.
Dr. Shealy, I just wanted to say, like, if the medical system is not there for us, or they have things that they want to do that we are not going to go along with, what 5 to 10 things would you recommend people to have in their home just to have stocked for their own benefit to help take care of themselves? I know it's probably a really difficult question, but what would be your top item?
Well, to be quite honest, it would be D3, our multivitamin essentials, and our youth formula. Those are absolutely critical already. And being short of those, are most things that are protecting us at all from today's poison. In addition, of course, I would have on hand plenty of rubbing alcohol as an antiseptic, and hydrogen peroxide. I can't think of anything else, really. I don't like any drug in the world to use chronically, but I suppose it'd be okay to have a bottle of aspirin. But I would not recommend taking aspirin every day.
Okay. What about any kind of like an antiseptic cleaner? Would you just stick with the peroxide and the alcohol for that?
Well, of course, bleach for things that aren't human, you know, for cleaning up,
mm-hmm.
other than,
mm-hmm.
But cleaning up the house, if you will, regular bleach is fine.
Okay. My other question is, what, and you may have touched on that, I didn't hear the very beginning of the show, but what would you recommend for people that as they get older to stay very mobile, to keep their joints from getting stiff? I'm assuming you would say exercise and doing things for flexibility, but aside from that, would you recommend anything for joint health or just to keep yourself?
Magnesium, you know, lotion. And a half a ton of Epsom salt. I'm teasing. But soaking in magnesium, unfortunately, the best is actually magnesium chloride, but you have to buy that from our website, and we wouldn't have what you need to save for a rainy day, so to speak. But Epsom salt, if you use a double of the amount they recommend on the bottle to soak in, it is excellent.
Okay. And I know that you, before, you've talked about, like, or maybe it was you or maybe it was Vince, but I'm assuming, like, baking soda and salt and peroxide, like, if you needed to, for your teeth?
Yes. All the above are fine.
Okay.
I also like, is an excellent ozone toothpaste, which is really good.
Kathy, are you there?
I'm sorry, Vince. My phone cut out all of a sudden. I had all this static. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what
you said. Well,
ozone toothpaste.
Okay.
No fluoride toothpaste.
Okay. Well, I would think, too, Dr. Shealy, and I know that's a whole other topic, but I would assume, I've gotten your books, and I would assume, like, if people did a little research, they would have certain essential oils and herbs on hand for different maladies. But I know that's a whole, you know, a whole big discussion.
Interesting. I would, of course, like, personally, to have all five of my bliss oils, because I think they are critical for health in general and for longevity.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation. I agree. Well, I think that's all I have. I'm sure I'll think of something after I hang up, but that's all I have right now.
Kathy, can you stay with us for just another minute or so?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure, Ben.
Mm-hmm. You know, you and I, Dr. Shealy, Kathy is a USA Prepares instructor. She is a domestic engineer, as I like to refer to her. And she talks about exactly what she's talking about with us right here, right now, when she's on with me. And she's going to be on Thursday. And she and I have been going over a list of, like, what do we need to get right now, because it's clear. It's absolutely crystal clear that the supply chain is broken. And what do we need to get for we can't get it anymore, or the price doubles or triples, et cetera? And I believe I heard you mention magnesium chloride from your website. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, I take a soak in it at least 3 days a week. On those days, I don't need to use the lotion, and I just happen to like to relax in the late afternoon with a soak. I use four hands full in a bathtub and soak in it for 20 minutes.
Okay. Is that similar to spraying magnesium spray or applying magnesium lotion to the skin?
Exactly. Those days I don't need to use the lotion.
Okay. When we come back, I'd like to talk about baking soda. Do you have
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norm Sheila's with us, and I was hoping that Kathy would be able to be with us for these other couple of questions that I wanted to have her participate in with Dr. Sheila. Dr. Sheila, we're talking about brushing our teeth. I brush my teeth with baking soda. So first thing what I do is in the morning I will rinse with just plain old clean water. Then I will brush my teeth with baking soda and swish and get that out. My dad would take a mixture. He'd wash his hands thoroughly in the morning. He would take a mixture of, I would pour into his hand a little bit of baking soda and a little bit of table salt. He would put that on a toothbrush, on a clean toothbrush, and brush his teeth with that. Any comments? And that was, you know, Great Depression era. You know, the first Great Depression era, tooth powder, if you will, baking soda, and a little bit of salt. Any comments about either just baking soda or baking soda and salt as a tooth powder, Dr. Sheely?
I use it once a day.
Okay.
I like both of them once a day.
Okay. Do you recommend, is now the salt is really abrasive, so you need to be careful with that. It's a crystal glass.
Well, of course, I also like Himalayan salt. I don't like regular salt in at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. And
they have all kinds of crap in there.
Do you sell Himalayan salt, Dr. Sheila, on your website?
No, we don't. I just order it.
Class, you can go to a website called Salt Works, S-A-L-T-W-O-R-K-S, and you can buy your salt same place we do, and they have different grinds. You can get coarse, you know, kind of like rock salt, or you can get, you know, finely ground, and you can get it in, you know, one to one, you know, larger pound packages, and they'll ship it to you. So that's something that that we buy, and it lasts a long, long time because we don't use a lot of salt in our food here at the farmhouse. So so is baking soda all by itself acceptable as a tooth cleaning powder, Dr. Shealy?
I don't think it's nearly as good as with salt.
Okay. All right, so class, salt lasts a long time, millions of years. And baking soda lasts a long time if you keep it, you know, dry. So you can put that, I believe you can decant that, or you can, you know, get it out of the box, put it in one of those old spaghetti sauce jars that you might have not thrown away. You know, make sure it's clean and, you know, probably prevent it from absorbing moisture for the long run if you decide to, you know, keep it for a long time. Next thing I wanted to ask you about with Kathy's in Kathy's presence is pine sol. Do you recommend that people store some pine sol as a disinfectant, if you will, for washing clothes that might have, you know, bacteria or something that you want to make sure you kill?
Probably a good idea, yes.
Okay, class, that's plain pine sol, not necessarily, you know, the other flavors. I'm kidding about flavors, but, you know, all the marketing scents that they have added to pine sol, just a plain old original pine sol. The next thing I wanted to ask you about in Kathy's presence was aspirin versus buffered aspirin. Now, there was a prepackaged aspirin with a buffering agent called Bufferin, and that was marketed back in the 60s. Can you tell us what the difference between plain old aspirin and buffered aspirin is, and what about those quarter aspirin recommendations that cardiologists say, yeah, I'll just take a quarter of an aspirin every day, or a child's aspirin every day? And I believe I heard you say no, but could you just go over that one more time? Aspirin, buffered aspirin, and child's aspirin.
Well, I honestly don't know. I've never taken buffered aspirin or recommended it, so that's at the top of my list of responses. As far as the baby aspirin, if you've got a baby, maybe, but I don't use it. I don't believe in it, and I don't recommend it. I far, far, far rather recommend that you lower your cholesterol with trimethylglycine and lecithin.
And that's what I'm doing.
Trimethylglycine,
TMG, and lecithin. And lecithin granules. It's hard to find, but I've been able to find it on the Internet. And I mix it with yogurt. So I take the yogurt, put 3 teaspoons of lecithin granules in there, stir it up, and it's great. And it's really, really good. So it's one of those supplements that actually tastes good to me. So I'm doing that. And Dr. Shealy, you know, you recommended that to me. I had one of those private consultations with Dr. Shealy, and he recommended that, and I do it. So you might want to get one of those consultations. And it's going to take a minimum of a half an hour, and you're going to be filling out a survey. So Dr. Shealy gets a handle on who you are, because he probably hasn't met you before. So he's going to get a handle. He's going to check that out first, and then he will have a recommendation for you. And you know what? It absolutely works, and I suggest you try it. Kathy, did you want to stay and finish up?
Sure, Vin.
Okay, great.
Concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas threatens the Gulf Coast with heavy rain. Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana are in its projected path, with the potential to drop 10 inches of rain in some areas. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said a hurricane watch was issued for the central portion of the Texas coast, with much of the state's coastline now under a tropical storm warning. Nicholas is expected to approach the middle Texas coast late Monday and could bring heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. The storm is currently over water, gaining strength in the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico. Republican candidate Larry Elder, who could unseat Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California's gubernatorial recall election, is already preparing to dispute the results, with an escalating talk over voter fraud in the days leading up to the election. That'll take place on Tuesday. There is no election integrity laws in California, and the entire state is overwhelmingly run by Democrats. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will be answering questions on the Afghanistan exit debacle Monday. Questions by the House Foreign Affairs Committee in Washington is scheduled to start about 2 p.m. Eastern. Representative Greg Stube, the Republican from Florida, is part of the questioning body, and he does not believe the truth will be spoken at the hearings.
No, I think we're going to get more lies, more subterfuge. What I'm very curious to see today is, are Democrats who served in Iraq or Afghanistan, who served in the war on terror, going to be willing to stand up against their own party for the American people today and ask tough questions and say tough things about where the American people are right now, about the complete debacle that occurred in Afghanistan, and that we don't leave Americans behind enemy lines. That's not what we do, and that's absolutely what this administration is doing, and now it's trying to push our government to negotiate with the Taliban.
College football roared over the weekend. Jeremy Scott reports.
Oregon and Iowa cracking the top five. The Ducks, with their upset of Ohio State, jumped from number 12 to number 4. And an impressive defensive performance by Iowa over Iowa State pushed the Hawkeyes to the number 5 position. The top three spots remain Alabama, followed by Georgia and Oklahoma. In their defeats, Ohio State dropped to number 9 and Iowa State fell to number 14. Cracking the top 25 this week, Arkansas at number 20, BYU at number 23, and Michigan at number 25. Southern Cal, Texas, and Utah fall out of the top 25.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good afternoon. Sheila's with us, and Kathy's with us. Kathy, I just want to know if you had any questions about Dr. Sheila's response about pine sol, salt and baking soda, etc., and any of his recommendations.
I'm sorry?
Well,
I was asking Kathy if she had any questions about your recommendations. Yeah, baking soda, salt and baking soda, pine salt, etc., hydrogen peroxide.
Well, Vince, I agree, and I have most of everything that he said, so I will check that. I just had a couple comments, Vince. You talked about the lecithin granules, and I have a health food store that has them by the brand Now, N-O-W, and they're not really that expensive. Yeah.
That's what I take.
And so if you're having a hard time finding it, Vince, you might want to try that brand. I know that I want to say, oh, gosh, I don't have the bottle right in front of me, but it wasn't that expensive. It was probably $14 or something. And the bottle, I would say, was probably about 8 inches high. So anyway, that's the suggestion. And my only other comment, other than I appreciate Dr. Shealy's advice and your advice, Vince, is it might be a good idea to get like a real comprehensive book like Dr. Shealy's and just look through the book and make a list. Let's say you have a certain area that causes you a little bit of grief. It just might be smart to go through and start stocking up on some of the recommendations that Dr. Shealy gives and have those on hand. That would be my comment, because sometimes things happen and it's in the middle of the night or on the weekend, or you just really don't want to go to the doctor. You want to try to figure it out yourself at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. All right, Kathy, I'll see you on Thursday.
Okay. Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Dr. Shealy.
Hey, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
As Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor. Robert's on the line. I just have to ask this one question that was asked way before the beginning of the class. Dr. Shealy, as a person gets older, does his or her skin thin out, and does it become more susceptible to tearing? Where before, like thorns, you know, pruning, and all of a sudden, when you're young, you just get little scratches, and it's no real significance. But as you get older, it appears that some people, not mine, but some people seem to have skin that gets thin and gets bruised and torn more easily. Is that something that happens with age, or is this all my imagination?
I think it's partly with age. And, of course, again, I think the single greatest thing is D3 and astaxanthine to protect your skin.
Okay. All right. So D3, astaxanthine. Okay. And Mrs. Finelli had that question. That was from Mrs. Finelli. Okay. Now, this is something that has hardly ever happened. Robert in Kansas is on the air with us before the last segment. Welcome, Robert in Kansas.
Hey, Vincent, thanks so much, and good to be on with Dr. Shealy. Doctor, you had said something at the beginning of the program, or maybe not the beginning, but near there, about these vaccines could be dangerous, let's say. That's being kind about it. And let's say that someone thinks that, or they just have a regret that they took it. Or we find out later, let's say a year from now, 2 years from now, we find out later, oh, they are more dangerous than we thought. Then do you have, and maybe you don't have it right now, but like a protocol that you would give to somebody who had taken these vaccines and they're either having ailments or they just have regret or they want to mitigate any sort of future issues that they may have because of this? Off the top of your head, what would you suggest? And then, you know, later on, I'd love to hear, you know, you and Dr. Sorham, what you guys come up with, if you come up with a protocol to, you know, help people with this through this, you know, potential medical disaster we're going through.
Well, at the beginning, the most important thing is 150,000 units of vitamin D3, 3 days in a row. Now, personally, if you're wise enough, I would take it the day before, the day of, and the day after the stupid injection, but otherwise at any time as soon as possible. Secondly, I would take at least 10 grams of vitamin C a day, for a week. And in order to do that, you've got to take at least 100 milligrams of B-complex daily to compensate for it.
So vitamin C, vitamin D. I was thinking, what do you think about something like diatomaceous earth? Do you think that would have any sort of effect in terms of cleansing the body? Do you think trying to do a fast or do a sauna or do cleansing efforts, do you think that would help, clean out whatever?
I don't think diatomaceous earth would do anything to the injection, but a sauna might, or soaking in a hot bathtub.
You know, Robert, your question is very valuable, and it's pertinent, and it's pointed. But what, Dr. Shuley, what about activated charcoal orally?
Again, I don't think anything by mouth is going to help once you've done the vaccine.
Okay.
It's poisoning your blood.
It's in the bloodstream, yes, sir. Okay. Well, I was just thinking, I was trying to think what you would come up with as doctors if, let's say, in the future it does become known that it is more, you know, people are having issues with all sorts of things. Just how to, I don't know how to combat, an mRNA vaccine. I don't know what that is. So,
if you don't do what I'm talking about within the first couple of weeks, I doubt it's going to do any good.
So that timing is critical, that if you are either forced to take it, you have taken it, what have you, then it's really about right around that time period you want to. Okay. Well, that makes sense, doctor. I mean, you give your body everything it can to just ride right through it, right, and get over it momentarily. But, I'm more concerned about what you said at the beginning. You said it could be where there's a delayed effect from these things, and then we could experience, lots of people being sick or even dying from this thing later on, where, it's 1, 2, 3 years down the road or what have you. So hopefully that doesn't happen, right?
I hope not, but I think it's likely.
Well, doctor, I don't disagree with you either, so it's just one of those things. I've been wrong before. I just hope I'm wrong again, right? So that's all I'm looking at.
I don't know, Robert. I can only think of a couple things you've been wrong about. The moon landing, COVID, and the flat Earth. That's it. Other than that, you've been right on the money.
You told me about the moon landing, Vince. You're the one that made me question that. So.
Oh, okay. So you're with me on the moon landing. That it never happened, right?
I was just surprised when you first presented that information, Vince. I had no idea that,
Okay, so it's only two things that we disagree. That's great. And I'm being serious. I'm being serious. I'm glad you call. I mean, you have a tremendous insight, and the way you look at things is quite brilliant, and I'm glad you're with us. There are people I know who are really smart who have taken the vaccine. And I sent an email. Dr. Shuley got a copy, and I sent it to some other instructors, just a few. And the question that I asked, and the reason I'm mentioning this, Robert, with you on the phone, is I'd like your response to this, if you're willing to do it. And I'm kind of paraphrasing, but the email that I sent is just like one sentence. And it was, if you had a friend who voted for Joe Biden and his regime, and that regime wanted to take your savings and force you to do things like this vaccine, would that person still be your friend if that person voted for Joe Biden? Would that person still be your friend? Do you remember me sending that, Dr. Shuley? Something like that. I mean, it's not quite. Do you mind saying what your response was, Dr. Shuley?
I would have trouble having a friend who voted for John Biden.
Okay, Robert, would that person? My answer is no. Someone who voted for Joe Biden is not my friend. Do you have a response to that?
Yeah, Vince, I do. And as far as me calling in, you know, normally, Vince, I'm just listening and I just agree with everything. So that's normally what it is. And then I hear something I don't agree with. And then that's what gives me, I think, the energy to even, you know, to call in. So that's one reason you get me, you know, disagreeing all the time. But as far as someone who voted for Joe Biden, I mean, you know, Vince, these poor people out here, they're watching the media, right? And they get all their information and Orange Man is bad and Joe Biden's going to save us. And, you know, it's just in a way, if you voted for Joe Biden, I'm more like, you're more of an entertainment. You could be, well, I don't want, that sounds rude, like for me to say that you're entertainment, but I like to see kind of where, you know, how people think about things. And, you know, then I look at the last year of Trump and what Trump did with the whole situation in the last year. And I'm like, well, you know, hey, Biden got us out of Afghanistan. Biden is telling us straight up that the government is a bunch of tyrannical communists. I mean, on some level, he's kind of, you know, he's just saying, yeah, we're going to make you take vaccines, where Trump was more about, you know, let's institute the warp speed and get everything started and get this all going, where now, you know, Biden's just kind of taking that whole thing and putting it into action, where they're going to say, yeah, you can't really have a job with the, you know, with a major company unless you take this. So, you know, the whole country, you know, that's most people now that are facing this this situation. So I hope Dr. Sheely's wrong, but man, Vincent, it's I've never seen anything like this. You know, I've never seen anything where they're like, you got to do this or you can't, you know. it's wild, Vincent. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I told you, a family member has gotten an email that the mandate is for companies over 100 employees, and this family member is working for a company that has over 100, and our family member said, I'm just going to quit. No, I mean, like, this person has a mortgage. I guess that's the only, you know, substantial payment, and taxes.
Well, yeah, but what would you do, Vince? You can't take the vaccine, right?
I'm not taking the vaccine. I've said outright, I'm not taking the vaccine. I also said, lead first. You try to come after me, I consider that a death threat. I consider someone coming after me with a needle, and I don't know what it is, that's a death threat to me. Lead first. Lead first. Let me say it a different way. Lead first. Is that absolutely crystal clear? Robert, hey, thank you so much for the call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When is today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds, jump.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, medical doctor, senior USA Prepares instructor, of which there are very few senior instructors. Two things I hope we can cover, Dr. Sheila, before the end of this broadcast class today. According to Gabian.com, when President Biden was still a candidate, he told Americans that he wasn't even sure Americans should take a vaccine that President Trump had ushered through the FDA emergency clearance, let alone that such a treatment would be mandated. And after his selection, his administration repeatedly assured the Americans that they weren't budging, that there was nothing to worry about. That means a mandate for the vaccine. Quote, no, I don't think it should be mandatory, end quote, Biden said last September. Quote, I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, end quote. Then it goes on to say Dr. Anthony Fauci, whom Biden selected to keep on as head of the National Institute of Health, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, likewise reportedly insisted the federal government would never break its from its precedents of leaving vaccines mandate leaving vaccination mandates to more local governing bodies, meaning the federal government would not mandate vaccines. Quote, you don't want to mandate and try to force anyone to take a vaccine, end quote, Fauci said earlier this year. Quote, we've never done that, end quote. So here's the administration said they wouldn't mandate it. And then the administration did mandate it. So you class The question is, what would you do if your company sends you the email that one of our family members received? Like, hey, heads up, y'all. There are over 100 people who work here. What are you going to do? Are you going to quit? Or are you going to just say, just make sure you use alcohol on that injection site? Dr. Shilley, any quick comments?
Well, I know what I would do. I'd quit the day before they did that if I heard it coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And next thing is headline, dailymail.co.uk. Former FDA chief turned Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb says COVID vaccine shots for children aged between 5 and 11 year old could be approved by Halloween. Their words, kids, I don't use that word, they do, kids between 5 and 11 could be eligible for Pfizer vaccine by end of October. Dr. Shealy,
that means your thoughts by the end of the year it'll be mandatory.
Well, what they're doing is they are pushing for vaccinations to fly on airplanes. They're pushing for vaccinations for children to return to the physical buildings where they used to attend classes at the government training camp. It sounds
like...
gave
away 111,000 miles of possible travel because I won't ever be on a plane again the rest of this life. I wouldn't wear a mask on a plane, so I ain't going nowhere.
You really did. You gave away the air miles?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to use them. I'm quite positive I'll never be using them.
I'm absolutely positive. I mean, unless someone sticks a gun to my head and I don't have a chance to shoot first, I don't plan on being on an airplane either. Class,
hey,
these are, yes?
It's where we are. Serious stuff.
These are very serious times, class. This is not the America that I grew up in. This is not. It has been hijacked by a plagiarist and his cronies. And it's been hijacked even before that. There are people who, it's been called the men behind the curtain. It's been called the unseen hand. It's been called the Bilderbergers. It's been called the Club of Rome. It's been called the Committee of 300. These are the wealthy people who don't want you to know that they are calling the shots through bribery and intimidation. And allegedly, one of their key players and movers and shakers was Jeffrey Epstein. Because he would provide sex for these sickos that run the world. And videotape them. And then blackmail them. So, these people did not want you to know how sick they really are. And Jeffrey Epstein had the video. And they said he was a brilliant mathematician. He was a financial wizard. He was a blackmailer.
And he also was a porn provider.
Right. Right. So, you've got Prince Andrew. He's hiding. He's hiding in the palace. He's asking his mommy to protect him from being served. He has been served, and now what's he doing after he's been served to appear in court? Well, he's saying, he's using lawyers to manipulate words so that he can claim he hasn't been served. Now, would somebody who is not guilty go through all of these procedures to avoid just saying, hey, I didn't do it, prove it? I think he's running scared. Prince Andrew, royalty. It starts at the top. These guys are parasites. Don't look up to them. And don't feed them. Don't feed the parasites. Dr. Shu, thank you so much for being with us.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.